Encourage me the whole way long. Ow. What's poppin', man? This is the Notorious Public Radio Show. I'm your host, Nestor Rodriguez, a.k.a. Nestorius. You know, the glorious. You know, the N, the P, and the motherfucking R.
Do I get a long introduction like that, too? I have to make it up myself.
You have to
prepare my own intro.
Yo. We're just gonna get that shit right into it. That's my boy E-Rock, aka Eric Goldman.
What up?
He was on my show before. I can't remember what episode it was on, but if you Google him on my show, if you look it up on one of the shows, Eric Goldman, he's a record producer, he's a playboy. He was in a band, a group, the Electrolytes. We talked about his first encounter with
Method Man from the Wu-Tang.
Method Man from the Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
How he basically beat Method Man in a pool table game, in a pool game. If Eric won, Method Man was to come into his studio where he was interning at the time. And just drop a verse or two.
Yep.
And basically that's what happened.
It was a great story.
Would you like to elaborate a teeny bit on that, just to, update?
Basically, I beat him 3 times around pool, and he was like, I'll drop a verse, whatever you want for you. And he shouted my name out. And
hold on. What was the verse that he dropped?
Dude, you can look it up right now.
I am. You know what it is? I forgot to hook up my pewter up. Hold on a second.
I'll play it on my phone.
Hold on a second. Well, do it up, man. Fuck it.
Here we go.
It's
And then actually the label, we kind of
leaked. We're here.
We leaked it, and then actually the label really liked it.
Like you looped it.
And then they put it out.
Yeah.
And then they never paid which is how the rap world works.
They never paid you?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's funny.
That's why I don't work in the music business anymore. Now I do TV and film.
Well, you mean you don't work in the record business anymore?
Record business.
Because you work in the music business. That's your thing. That's your thing. So let me see. What's the name of the track? Because that shit was pretty dope, actually. No, you can plug it in. Hold on. Stop it.
This motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah. Mister.
That was the riffs back then.
MBF. Ooh, Gambino still mobbing. On the sounds, you got the riffs. This is the cow, y'all. 2003 and beyond, baby. John Blaze up. I'm hella hot. Get that weight up. This nigga straight up like 12 o'clock. No, the rake up. I mix it with yeast to blow the cake up. That'll shake up. Might wake up gagged and taped up. It's us. Older than dirt. We fought dust. Plus, we can't get enough of this. Ain't God we trust. That's big bucks. I drive a big ass truck.
That's just big enough for a big ass buck. I'm
the man that's hot. For a big ass buck?
I drive a big ass bus. That's just big enough for a big ass butt.
Oh, nice. A big ass butt.
But yeah, so that was for free. He hooked me up.
So basically, he dropped every single verse on that track for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was actually one really long freestyle. He did like 5 minutes, and then I chopped it up.
So you chopped it up.
I chopped it up, turned it into a song.
And you put the beat up on there.
Wait, I lost my mic.
You put the beat up on there?
No, the beat I already had up. I was like, I just had a track of mine and I put it on so I had something to rhyme to.
I got it.
I was like, this is my track.
So
and then he meth. And I didn't even ask him to shout me out, but he was like, what's your name? What do you go by?
It was great. So that's pretty dope though, because at the time, this is like when you came to Los Angeles from Woodstock, right? More or less. Mm-hmm. And you were interning at some place and this was done after hours, right?
Yeah, it was just basically I get some free studio time when I'm working.
As an intern.
Yeah. You know, it's actually like an interesting thing. I always tell people that are trying to get into creative stuff, like everyone's got the talent. But at this point, once you get to LA, like you have to have the talent to even be here. But everyone's
kind
of, well, most of the people, the upper echelon of people who've practiced their talent, and you're just one away. Like that was my one away. I could have been working at that studio for so long, my career never would have taken off. But that was like the one, it was just a pool game. It was one little bit of recognition that got me, started my career path. And that's, most people are like that, I feel like.
Yeah,
just this one door opening, one meeting, one thing.
Yeah, but so That's your one-off.
Yeah,
that's but a one-off doesn't happen to everybody all the time.
No, but then you have to show and prove after that. You have to continue the momentum, obviously. It's success, a springboard. It's a springboard.
Well, success is preparation meets opportunity, or opportunity meets preparation.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got to be where you're at. You would have to have that track ready, and everything was right on point up until that moment, and it all happened. It all so happened viciously.
Yeah, you never know.
So, but what I'm saying is, let's go back. So a lot of people have talent.
Yeah.
Many people have talent. I don't believe that you need talent to make it. You need perseverance, okay? Because, and that's not to say that if you have talent, that you're not going to make it, or if you don't have talent, you're going to make it. I'm saying you could have talent, right? And you're going to be like, fuck it, man. I can't deal with this bullshit. And somebody who has less talent than you, or maybe almost none, because trust me, when it comes to the music business, especially the record business right now, hip hop or whatever, it's a lot of bullshit. I'm sorry. All due respect to all the artists out there. It's just like, slap me, slap me, slap me, slap me, bitches in the ass, bitches in the ass, bitches. And right now, somebody sampled that right there, what I just did, somewhere in India, and they'll replay that shit and be like, boop, 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 boop.
You know? I would definitely agree with you when it comes to the mainstream of music right now. But I would also say on the other hand of that argument is that right now is one of the most creative musical times, I feel like, because there's the bending of genres and cross-cultural kind of things that are happening. People are more open to put like orchestral stuff over some trap beats and then have someone rap on it or have someone sing on it. So, I feel like, but the what you hear when you turn on the radio is what you just, the crap, you know?
It's just nonstop bullshit. Yeah, so what is that? Why is that? Is it because the record industry thinks that America is dumbed down, or is it just geared towards like 11 to 15 year olds, and 11 to 15 year olds don't know shit?
Yeah,
might as well give them some electronic bubblegum bullshit.
Something simple and something nursery rhymey and just...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid. But
it's ridiculous. But that's, electronic beat
but
shit.
It's a reflection
don't
of...
Don't stop, lick my meat and you chillin', pop, pop.
It's a reflection of the people and of what people like in America at this point. So it's kind of like their fault, I feel like, if they're accepting that level of music.
Well, let's face it. Donald Trump is a contender to be president. So that says a lot about America.
I'm sure he loves all those songs.
Yo, anyway. I was watching this Stephen Colbert. I don't know if I'll have time to play this shit. I have this thing. Stephen Colbert did this thing called Donald Trump boycotted the Iowa caucus situation, right? So he said, in honor of Donald Trump,
make a donation or something.
No. Donald Trump has flip-flopped so much that Stephen Colbert hosted a Trump versus Trump debate. Let me see if I should play
this.
Did he
edit it together or something?
Yeah. Let me play this shit. So this is, let me see. This is, hold on a second. Let me see if I can just get to the point there's ads. When it comes up, I'll put it up. Cause it takes a minute. He starts talking and then he sets it up. But it's actually hilarious. I think it's about 4 minutes. Let me see. Well, the ad is about 16. They always play these ads. But anyway, getting back to the thing that you said, which is actually interesting. So we're in a very interesting and experimental phase of exploration in the creative arts, not just music, would you say? Not just music?
Yeah, in all fields. I mean, people are more open to like some new off the wall weird thing as opposed to just the pop manufactured thing.
Right. So when you say experimental people, not just people, but I think what you're saying or what you're alluding to is that the consumers, really the educated consumers, the experienced consumers are actually tired of that bullshit.
Yeah, they would rather be a curator and find new things to show people and say, look what I found. Right. I can embrace this art form and bring it into my thing.
But also support that type of stuff. Yeah. So what I've seen recently.
There's two extremes of those worlds. There's the super pop people who just eat anything that they feed them. And then there's the people who are on it's the indie level, you know, the underground.
Yeah, but then there's also, I'll say it. I just want to see if I can hear the stupid shit. Did I just whack out your camera?
It's all good.
Yeah, hold on a second. There you go. Boom. Perfect. Yeah. So there's an evolution of music, not just mishmash stuff. So like, I mean, the experimental, like, hip-hop over, like, jazz. Yeah. But that stuff's not new. I mean, you had groups that had been doing that shit for many, many, many years.
Well, yeah, but with sampling and stuff like that.
With sampling. You know? Yeah. So right now you're talking about, like, actually performing.
I just think people are just more open to try something new and fresh when it comes to creation in music, arts, or anything. Like, because everything's been done. So
the masses are hungry.
A certain, like I said, it's divided into two worlds, I would say.
Right.
You know? People who would look at that, something creative, and say, oh, what is this weird left field thing? I can't be a part of it. And then all the people were searching for something different, you know?
Right.
And hopefully.
Yeah. So I'm trying to set this fucking thing up so you can hear this Donald Trump shit. It's about 5 minutes. And it's actually hilarious. I got to put it up.
Hey.
And then I want to get into your new projects. Hold on a second. So basically, if you know the who's the woman, Megan something from Fox, that he decided to boycott the caucus,
yeah,
because he thinks she's full of shit, yeah, or something like that. Let me see if I can set this up. I was just fucking around. Hold on. I'm playing this shit. Hold on a second. I'm playing it from the hold on. Let me pop this in here. Bear with me, y'all. Hold on. Can we hear that? No, it's not playing. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We got some dead air here. Hold on.
Until Fox News released a mocking statement questioning there are now 24.
All right. Can you hear that?
Gentlemen, you know the rules. You say the first thing that comes into your mind, and no matter what it is, your poll numbers go up. All right, let's get started. Donald, first of all, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to welcome you, Mr. Trump.
I wrote The Art of the Deal.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, sir. But in fairness, you have not read it. Donald, let's start with you. Your chief Republican rival, Ted Cruz, has attacked you for skipping tonight's Fox News debate. Do you believe your absence will improve Cruz's chances?
I don't think Ted Cruz has a great chance, to be honest with you. He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
Okay, so no one likes Ted Cruz. Mr. Trump, a rebuttal.
I really do. I like Ted Cruz a lot.
Okay.
All right. Let me just clarify. So you have Donald Trump commenting on a question that Stephen Colbert is posing as if this was a debate with A, Donald Trump, and B, Mr. Trump, or Trump, okay? So they'll ask him the same questions, and then, like, he'll give you the response, maybe what he said in 2012 or 2011, then he'll give you a response.
He changes his tune.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, there's a strong difference of opinion between our one candidate. Okay, the next question is for you, Donald. How do you feel about the people of Iowa and your chances with them?
I love Iowa. We've done really well here.
All right. Fairly stated. Mr. Trump, your thoughts.
How stupid are the people of Iowa?
We will find out on Monday. Now, gentlemen, if either of you win this nomination, you're likely to go up against Hillary Clinton. How do you assess her foreign policy experience?
Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State in the history of the United States.
Worst in history? Huh. Mr. Trump, your thoughts?
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I mean, I'm a little biased because I've known her for years. I think she really works hard, and I think she does a good job, and I like her.
That is a strong endorsement of Hillary Clinton from Donald Trump. That's gotta hurt her in the polls. Now, for this next portion of the debate, we're gonna go and take questions from everyday Americans who are watching. Our first one comes from a Megan Kay who lives in 2011. Megan, what is your question?
Do you really think that you're a better moderator than I am? No, I could never beat you. That wouldn't even be close. There would be no contest. You have done a great job, by the way, and I mean it.
That's a very positive message. How about you, Donald?
I have zero respect for Megyn Kelly. I don't think she's very good at what she does. I think she's highly overrated.
Now, I must warn you, sir. I must warn you to be careful, Mr. Trump. In the past, when you've turned against a woman that way, she ends up with half your assets. Now, Donald, if you yourself are elected, who can we expect to see in your cabinet?
We're going to have the smartest, the best negotiators in the world, and I know most of them. And believe me, I know people you never heard of who are better than the ones that you did hear of.
That is an impressive list of no information. Now, I'll give you a chance here, Mr. Trump. Who do you have in mind for your cabinet?
There's a picture of him hugging Grimace.
Mr. Trump, it is nice to see you finally reach out to a person of color.
All right, yeah. At that point, they show him hugging the Grimace from McDonald's, and he says, it's good to know that you have support for a person of color, people of color. Anyway, I had to say that only because this is where we are in America, you know. I just watched that last night. I thought that was fucking hilarious because it just is. It's because, I mean,
everyone contradicts themselves at times in their life, but just make sure it's not on national television so that people can edit it and make
well,
it look
everyone, well, everyone contradicts themselves because, you know, how you feel about something today is not how you're going to feel about something tomorrow. Yeah. That's obvious. That's the human condition. God knows I've said fucking stupid shit on this show in the past two and a half years that I've been on. And that if I was to, you know, look back on some of the episodes, which I have as I've listened to them, I go, geez.
I was on one.
Well, no, that was actually a good one. But I'm saying.
No, I was saying. You were saying to yourself, like, you're on one, like, you go on some tangent and you say some things that maybe don't necessarily mean that you're on those. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even talking about tangents. I'm talking about something that, like, is preposterous, and I'll just say something, you know, without the proper research or whatever. But, I mean, in all defense of the Nestorius Public Radio Show, that's pretty much the loose format of the show, you know? It's just talking shit and, you know, taking the street corner to your ear.
Well, whenever they do these kind of soundbite things, you can always take everything out of context.
Of course,
of course.
Like,
that's the fun part about it.
Of course, it's the fun part about it. But ironically enough, it's Donald Trump talking about the same thing from two different times. And like you said, you can have different contradicting yourself or whatever, but politicians always contradict themselves. Oh. But this is a perfect example. Yeah, it's a perfect example of homeboy and his insanity. But anyway, let's get current. So you know you're not working in the record business anymore, as you explained to us last time and at the beginning of the show. You for quite a while now. Oh, by the way, that was. Da Riffs was your production company way back when. DA
2002 to like 2005.
RIFF. Da Riff.
Like from the Warriors movie.
Yeah, like
the
riffing.
They were a gang. Yeah. They were like one of the gangs in the Riffs.
Also riffing. Yeah. Like riffing on
and
something.
And then we turned it into musical riffs.
Right. Da Riffs. So that was your thing, and you did a couple of projects under that.
Yeah.
Under
that umbrella. A bunch of stuff. A lot of video games work and everything. Yeah.
Video games, and you produce some you know secondary hip hop artists.
Yeah. Yep.
And you had a lot of ganja coming in through your studio.
Yeah.
A lot of marijuanas.
Yeah.
A lot of cannabis.
2006, I just got more into like the TV world.
And 2006, what happened was your neighbor in the recording studio facility that you, the what do you call it? The studio.
It was a studio complex.
The studio complex, but up in North Hollywood, up in the NoHo. Yee! Mm-hmm. So your neighbor, Mike, had a recording studio there.
Yeah,
and you and him kind of got together.
Yeah, I mean, we both realized we had different strengths and different weaknesses and kind of collaborated on some projects. He was working on some Nickelodeon TV stuff.
Right.
And we just started doing a bunch of projects together. And now we do a bunch of TV shows on Nickelodeon and Disney.
That's pretty much your bread and butter. Nickelodeon and Disney.
Yeah, Nickelodeon, Disney, and DreamWorks, working on a bunch of animated stuff for DreamWorks.
Right. Well,
so mostly music-based, like, children's programming for now.
Right, like soundtracks and stuff like that.
Yeah, soundtracks, songs,
We like the Beelios, we just like the Cheerios. Just shit like that.
Jingles and stuff.
Don't touch my ballios. Please don't touch my ballios. I got to work on a jingle. You know what? I got to work on...
You need a new theme song. You've been running that one for too long.
No, this one's dope. I love this one. But I
love
need,
it too. You got to keep going.
No, I'm
going
to work on a jingle for We Play Radio. That's what we got to work on.
Cool.
I got to do like a really nice We Play Radio. Well, first of all, how do you like the...
This is great.
Isn't it awesome?
It's really cool here.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I
love it a lot.
So you're listening to the Nosorious Public Radio Show, and it's being transmitted through the supercalifragilistic high fidelity, technologically advanced airwaves of the We Play Radio sound studio in beautiful, shitty gritty, itty ditty committee downtown Los Angeles.
What he said, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So this is the good shit. So if you're listening to my show, do me a favor. I just take a little break here and just pop this into your ear holes. Come over to weplayradio.com and check out the rest of the shows. The rest of the shows on the collective. We're a collective of about five, six, seven. I think maybe seven podcasts. And you know, we're starting this new shit. Which, by the way, Rosemary Rodriguez, my better half, started her own podcast last night. Called The Director's Chair, and she had none other than twice SAG award-winning actress, my sister, Elizabeth Rodriguez from Orange is the New Black.
Check that out.
It's actually
I love
a good episode.
Both of those women.
Yeah. Orange is the New Black, and she was on Fear the Walking Dead. So check out her show, The Director's Chair. You can check that out here on weplayradio.com.
And when is that?
She's starting to record. Well, she started yesterday, Wednesdays, but I think she's going to drop a new episode either on Fridays or every other Fridays.
Cool.
So she'll record on Wednesday, maybe Friday or something like that.
Awesome.
She'll be dropped. Yeah. So anyway, so back to the present. So you and Mike have been working on sound design and also music.
Not sound design, but music.
But you also do
songs.
Sound design,
no? I don't do that,
okay.
No.
So you just do music production.
Yeah, music, like songs for shows.
Music
songs.
Supervisor production?
Nope.
No, just music production.
Yeah.
Okay. For
making songs for
TV shows.
TV and film that either actors sing or that are playing in the background and stuff like that, or composing to picture for, you know, movies and TV.
Yeah, and right now you have a new animation show that you're working for DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Called
the trailer just came out. You can look it up on YouTube for Trolls, Trolls DreamWorks movie if you search that, and it's a musical from the producers of Shrek. It's a pretty cool project. Been working on it for about 2 years, and it comes out November 4th of 2016.
So the Trolls. Are those
the old dolls.
Are those the Monchi Chi dolls?
Yeah, a little Scandinavian guy created them.
With the fucking looking hair.
Yeah, and you could like kind of make the hair do how you wanted to.
And the bulgy eyes.
Yeah, and the big little pot bellies. Right, so DreamWorks is making that property.
Yeah, so they're like, those things are like a mashup of Don King and a miniature Samoan wrestler. Because they're dark skin and they have a big belly. So you're working on this project, and this is not just some ordinary project, and this is not just some, like, obviously DreamWorks is a big deal.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg and
Katzenberg. Yeah.
And who's
it actually
the
started.
It's SKG.
SKG as Geffen. But,
Geffen.
Yeah.
But he's out. Geffen Records.
It's really just
Katzenberg and Spielberg.
Not really even Spielberg anymore.
Katzenberg.
This project is mostly Katzenberg, but yeah,
it
started as just like a little project, and there was no actors attached or anything like that.
Right.
We came on really early on. It was really cool with the animation.
Right.
Literally seeing people draw on napkins to create storyboards, and over the last 2 years, now there's like top billed A-list celebrities. Justin Timberlake is in the movie.
What?
Whoop.
Justin Timberlake, that's fucking kick ass.
Yeah. So he definitely upped the music ante when he came to the game to the table with us. And Gwen Stefani is in it.
Gwen Stefani.
Icona Pop, which is they're a big pop artist duo.
So these people are just doing they're recording the music, or are they playing the artists? Are they playing some of the trolls?
Yeah, the trolls. It's a musical, so there'll be like storylines, and then they'll bust out into songs here and there and raps and stuff like that.
So they play the characters and the characters are singing.
Yeah, and the songs kind of like help move along the story and stuff too.
Right. Right.
Which in that way we were kind of like almost like writing the movie, also working on songs, because we're like, you know, every 5 minutes in the movie, there's 2 minutes of songs, and the lyrics are kind of helping you carry through the story, you know, through the story.
Right,
cool.
right.
was definitely a process I'd never really been that deep into in terms of that early on in production. Usually I get like scenes or get things that are locked and done and we put music to them, but this was like really collaborative the whole way, which was awesome. DreamWorks is a great company.
Right. I'm sure. On the way up, we took the train and we were talking about the fees and how you guys get paid. And it's, you know, people think that you're going to make a ton of money like right off the bat. I mean, you've been working on this thing for like 3 years, right?
Yep.
Like 2.5 years. And so basically you get a set fee per demo,
yeah,
which is a version of that particular song.
Yeah.
Let's say the song that Troll Number One is singing about falling in love with Troll Number Two. That's that song, right? And so you come up with a version of that song. I'm assuming you're creating...
And you get notes on it. And
you're creating the lyrics
again.
For this, or are they giving you lyrics?
Well, a lot of the songs are actually cover songs that we're then recreating the lyrics of them. So like we'll do songs like Total Eclipse of the Heart, and then we'll change, or we'll do like Bust a Move, Young MC, and all the raps will be like about the storyline. So there's, you know, and then there's changes there, like this doesn't fit the story, or this and that. Or...
And they got to pay royalties for that, because if they use the Busta Rhymes...
Yeah, sometimes we use the original instrumental, or sometimes we add on to it, or sometimes we remake it completely. So there's different fees. It's funny. People always ask about like fees in the music business or TV and film. And I always say like no two deals are ever the same.
Right.
Like it's always just like some random hybrid of something. And there's no standard set of fees or how things
work. Well, sure. Because depending on the marketability of the artist or the
budget of the production.
Well, also the marketability and the budget of production, you could ask for whatever you want to ask in a contract. So your boy Mike just came in.
Yes, he did.
Mike, I want to say Schwab.
Wow, good job.
Schwab.
Good pronunciation.
Yeah,
you're
Schwab.
Like the first one in the
move your seat over a teeny bit to the, let me see.
I can see me.
Good. And then take that mic and move it over a little bit.
Gotcha.
Let me see.
All right.
Let me see.
Is that right?
Let me see. Move, turn it over like this. Turn it over. No, the other way. I want to see we play. All right, good.
Are you good?
Good. Yeah, could you talk into that?
What's up?
All right, cool. That's my man, Mike Schaub. Like Schwab, but it's got an L before the B. You know what I'm saying?
Good job.
DJ Extraction Jackson.
Yo, you know
that. Right, do we drop the Jackson? Are we just Extraction? What are we?
I think we're just Extract now.
So we're just Extract. DJ Extract.
So this is, so Mike is from New York City, my hometown. Eric E-Rock is from New York City. We're just talking about Eric's latest project. I'm going to finish up with Justin Timberlake, Gwen Stefani thing, because I want to go back to how it was when you met them and all that stuff, but I want to introduce Mike a little bit. So when we get cooking, you know what I'm saying?
Cooking.
Yeah, when we get, hold on a second. Yeah, let me see if I got.
We get an air horn or something?
Yeah. No, you're going to get an air horn. Hold on, let me see. I just want to make sure that if I can do, let me see. Big up your Bomba Cloud. Big up Mike Shalman, yeah.
Anytime I hear that, I just want to be in like a dirty, sweaty reggae club, like in Jamaica. Like,
yeah.
It just has that.
That
sample is so used. Like, where was that sample made? Like, that was in Jamaica in some like random garage. And it's been used forever. Like, what was happening that moment?
No, there's a DJ.
That was probably a festival. It's probably a gigantic
that's the same sample.
Yeah, but that air horn can be attributed to one specific DJ from Jamaica. I can't think of his name. That's a good trivia question.
One dude that
started that shit up, and basically what he would do is that he would mix a record, and as he was mixing it, he go, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man, yeah, Kingston, man, yeah, and the music would start going, and he's describing, it's like, the big fat butt moving now, yeah, shaking it up, man, yeah, shout out, man, for the big hairy albino Jerry, man. So the music be playing, and then it crossed over to Brooklyn, to the New York City, like WBAI, and the New York Jamaican West Indian record stations, and there would be like the same thing.
If you could track the actual derivation of that sample, that would be amazing.
It'd
be like an archaeology project. If you could actually find out how that sample was made and where.
Air horn. That would have to be part of a tugboat or some sort of.
No, that's one of the hand air horns. It's one of the, you can get it, but I'm saying that specific one is recorded somewhere. Like in some basement in Jamaica, it's everywhere.
No, what I'm saying, but these were developed. So like if you couldn't afford a big PA system that you can have, instead of, let's say you have a boat, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't have a big tugboat and you're coming into a harbor.
I that's what those air canister versions are.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, I mean, for the most part, that's what those things are. And they can also be used like at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. Your fucking neighbor has four dogs and they're barking. They're barking at the time that you don't need them to be fucking barking. That's right, then I go out into
a couple of those.
I go out into my fucking yard and I'll be like, big up your motherfucker. Yeah, reggae party, styly man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That would be an interesting. Like,
that's my alarm clock every morning.
So DJ extract.
Extract.
Like vanilla extract.
Yeah, why not?
Like vanilla bean extract.
How about double chocolate extract?
Like double chocolate extract?
Listen to my voice, man.
So hold on. So then it's got to be cacao extract.
Cacao.
Because like chocolate is a derivative of cacao.
Cacao?
Of the cacao seed, okay? Cacao. So the cacao. So it's got to be an extract.
It's like cameo. Cacao.
There you go. Cacao.
Old school. Yeah, I got my cameo underwear on.
All right. No, it's all right. So let me go back to you, and then we'll spend the last third of the show just kicking it with your relationship, where you're coming from, what you're doing, and why you're out here in LA.
No doubt.
So you've been working on this thing with Mike, this a troll movie. The name of the movie is The Troll Project.
It's just Trolls.
They locked down the name of it?
Yeah, just Trolls, yeah.
Okay. So when, at what point did you find out you and Mike that Justin Timberlake was in, Gwen Stefani? This didn't come right off the top.
I mean, each of them kind of came in along the process, but Justin came in like in the last 6 months. And we had heard that he'd seen the movie and he'd listened to the music that we had so far. And like the producers were telling us, like, you know, Justin likes all the music you're doing. He might want to work with you on some of it. And I'm thinking, like, you know, this guy's not really going to show up to work, right? You know,
right.
Like,
right.
And then his assistant called and like made an appointment with us. He came to my house.
Hello, is this Eric? And is this E-Rock?
You know, he just showed up alone and we worked on music for like 5 days straight. It was
cool. So he's at your door.
He came into my backyard. Yeah, just
he
like
he came into your backyard.
Yeah,
fucking
that's where my studio
Lake.
Is.
In it's
my,
Toluca yeah. Lake. So you came into Toluca Lake. He came into Toluca Lake.
Yeah,
not in a fancy car, just a regular alone, fucking Hyundai or some shit.
Not a Hyundai, but a BMW. You know,
BMW.
He doesn't really. When you have that much money and that much fame and success, there's no need to flaunt it anymore. You know, like if anything, you want.
Well, it depends. It depends. The key word there is you don't need.
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah.
You never need to flaunt anything.
Who wants, like, you know, it's smart. Who wants more attention when you get
that
much attention?
You never need to flaunt. I mean, we were walking down downtown LA, and you saw this. I showed you this little, like, billiard set. I said, that dude will play you billiard. It was a little billiard on top of a shopping cart. He'll play you billiards for your jewelry. Like three Carmani, right? Yeah. I had a friend of mine who played three Carmani in New York City. My man, before it became fashionable... Right. Like kids in the inner cities to have motorcycles.
Right.
man Junior, may he rest in peace. Yeah. He was one of the first ones to rock a fucking Yamaha, like one of those joint. Ninjas.
Yeah.
Like that's not Yamaha. It wasn't a Ninja, right?
NSX?
Was it a Honda?
No.
Some shit
car.
Like that. I think it was. Man, you know those fucking inner city ghetto fucking racing bikes.
No one
had those motherfuckers.
Right.
As a result, ironically enough, he got into an accident with that bike, fucked up his leg, wound up in the hospital, got addicted to morphine. When he got out, he was fucking around with methadone and he died of a fucking expired methadone overdose.
Wow.
That's my boy at the age of fucking 18.
So this is to not floss? You don't need to floss? Is that what this is? No flossing?
No, flaunting.
Flaunting?
Flossing, flaunting, you know what I mean? Flaunting and shit, like the flaunts
on
the
motherfucking word process. Definitely floss your teeth, but don't floss your stuff.
Well, you want to give a fucking dental, like, hygienic public service announcement?
We'll do that next time.
First of all, for all you motherfuckers out there that like to listen to the Nestorius Public Radio Show, listen to Uncle Nick. At the end of the day, before you go to bed, right before you take a shower and brush your teeth, make sure you floss, man. Yeah, just floss in between your fucking teeth to get rid of the fucking particles between the gum line and your dentures.
Or you could chew a toothpick like me, because that's how I do.
Well, that you could do a toothpick, but the flossing is. They say that if you floss before you brush or after, that you extend your life by 2-3 years.
Yeah.
That's if your life is going good right now, and you're projecting that things are going to stay the same way. You may not want to be here for another 3 years. You know, but now you know. Now you know the option. The reason I brought up Junior, Jose Dominguez, may he rest in peace, that's my boy when I was a kid. The first dude I did cocaine with, all right? The first dude I smoked angel dust with, this dude. It's my boy, Quaaludes, the first dude I dropped the lewd. So So these guys, they used to flaunt their money, especially Junior. Junior used to have all his $100 bills on the outside.
Yeah. Right.
So like when he's peeling off money to pay, like about
looks 20, like he's got a stack.
Like 20, 30, 40 hundreds and then 20s. And the singles were on the inside.
On the bottom.
Right. Me, I've always
I
been
the opposite.
I did the opposite. Yeah. Always do the opposite because why do you need to flaunt what you got if you have it?
Right.
You know,
well, I did it because I wanted to be like surprised once I got in the inside. Like, oh, I still got some money.
No, I always looked at it as, why do I need to show people? First of all, the more
you no just, one should be counting money in public anyway.
Right. No, but sometimes you're paying for shit and you got to whip out cash and you got to, you know, pay for shit in cash. But you were talking about you don't need to flaunt it. We're talking about Justin. So Justin has a sleek, what do you call it? BMW, very nice. Black, I'm assuming.
No, I think it's silver.
Silver?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sexy.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's got some nice cars, but it's just
Like, so first of all, I just want to say, I'm a big fan of Justin.
Yeah.
I just am. I love his music.
Me
I think
too.
He's a good actor.
Talented, yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Okay. There are a lot of people who cross over to do, you know, I mean, anybody can do anything nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Just because they say so. But he's a good actor. I'm just going to say he's a very good actor. He's a good musician, great dancer. You would never know that the dude's, you know, that the dude's a white boy. Like when I first saw him dance and sing, and I'm like, oh shit, I thought he was a black guy. You know? Big up for your ignorance. For your ignorant, not doing your research, motherfucker. So, real quick, what was your impression when he was in your back door? You were nervous, right? Because it was
It's funny. Like I was.
It was the
nervous for the day before, and then literally after talking with him for about 5 seconds,
he made you feel comfortable.
It's just normal, you know. It's just like he's just a regular dude, and a lot of people in those positions aren't regular. They're jaded,
right,
and they don't have focus. They're on their phone. They have entourage. They got things to do, and like. Dude didn't even take out his phone for 5 hours.
Nice.
Just completely work and respectful. And
my whole
stuff,
thing is with the phones, man. People don't pay attention. They're always on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
You would never fucking whip out a phone in an orgy, right? You're pounding a piece of ass. You would never whip it out to check.
Some, like, inspiration,
yeah, you
I
would
guess,
never whip the shit out and be like, yo, who's how many likes do I got on Facebook? You got to learn how to fucking focus.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's my whole thing. You know what I mean?
You should have that set up beforehand, the phone.
The phone?
Any one of these cameras. GoPro.
I used to have a phone.
GoPro or no?
No, but I'm saying, it says people don't fucking focus. So did you meet Gwen Stefani?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Gwen at the Hugo's restaurant right around the corner from the crib.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman. Was she nice? I heard she's nice.
She was really nice.
Yeah.
She's been cool the whole process.
You got three little boys. They're cute as fuck. Yeah.
I mean, everybody on this project is really cool, so I don't have any complaints. And not that I would put them out on the internet either, complaining about
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
But it's been a very rewarding, fun experience, and I can't wait for it to come out November 4th. Check it out.
All right. November 4th is coming out?
Yeah.
And February 29th is when you get the big cha-ching. That's when they light it. They lock it all down.
Bang, bang.
All right, so right now is going to be a time for a little, hold on a second.
Peace, this is Common, and right now you're checking out Nestorius Public Radio. Y'all stay in tune. Love.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's on the end there?
No, hold on a second. That was supposed to say.
What did you say, nigga?
That's what I had a loop from last week when we were talking about my other show that I was on, The Breaks. Which I think you came to see a live taping.
Was up in Universal, right?
On the Kevin Smith podcast. We used to fuck around with that. Nigga. And one of the dudes that was on the show, he was a little too sensitive. And I'm like, yo, you need to fucking, like, you know, work your shit out. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You need to work your shit out. You know what I'm saying?
What do you use
to
do? You got a soundboard?
Yo, because my shit is rigorous. I use this thing called Sound Plant that my boy Jam Master James gave me. Hold on a second. I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up in a second. I like this one. Now, you know what? Fuck all that. Mike, all
right. What's
popping, man?
Chilling,
so you know Eric from?
Way back.
From Woodstock.
No,
we went to summer camp together, right.
Summer camp where?
In Frost Valley, upstate New York.
Frost Valley for little Jewish boys? Yeah. College?
Actually, there was a good amount of Jewish people up there, but it was a YMCA camp.
Oh, okay. And, so it's more it was young mixed. Men and young women's Christians academy.
Yo, I got to tell you. There was no religious connotations in this game. It was about really being religious. Outdoors. Well, no.
When I say Jewish, I don't mean religious. I mean like cultural.
Yeah,
right?
But no, I mean a lot of people go to camp specific to be like, this is a Jewish summer camp or this is a Catholic summer camp.
Well, there are Jewish summer camps.
That's what I'm saying. Most people do that. But this was not that type of thing.
Got it. Well, no, not if it's the YMCA. The YMCA is where fucking...
It's Christian, yeah.
Well, it's Christian, but it's also welfare. It's like motherfuckers that can't afford to go to a private camp. I'm not saying this because of you.
No.
Like the YMCA, like the gym at the YMCA is like $20 a month.
Right. All right. It's almost like public.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say the camp was super cheap.
No.
But they did have a lot of the sort of scholarship programs.
Got it.
Especially for the kids from the inner city of Jersey, East Orange, and Newark.
Got it.
Yeah. Newark.
But we met there when we were like seven. Go to like 2 months sleepaway camp when we were that young. And then every summer after, we'd go another extra 2 weeks.
So where was this camp exactly?
It's in the middle of like the Catskill Mountains.
Okay, so not in Woodstock, but no, it's somewhere like in the Saugerties area.
Between Liberty and what?
Woodstock? It's like by Phoenicia.
Oh, you take a right on road. No, but now Phoenicia's
now become like Williamsburg of upstate New York. There's some people from Brooklyn came in and gentrified.
That's called Saugerties around there? No, is it close
to
that?
Saugerties,
I'm way
it's
off.
On the Catskills, right? It's the whole Catskill Mountain Park.
Well, we were just at the Woodstock Film Festival last fall. I would say what, October?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're there. Yeah.
And I remember going to a town over, it could have been Phoenicia. What's a hip town where like there's this big ass brewery there now?
Kingston.
Yeah. Kingston.
That's like, you know, that's the city.
Big up Kingston. Big up Blackmon. Big up Brooklyn. Big up Long Island. Big up Staten Island.
Big up Frost Valley.
New York. Big up Phoenix. Big up Phoenix. Big up Strong Island. Yeah.
What's up? No Queens, no Brooklyn.
Damn.
Big up Queens. Big up Long Island. Big up Kingdom. Kingston. Whoa. Kings County. Big up Kings County. Big up Suffolk County, man. Yeah. So you were in Phoenix. Phoenix?
Phoenix.
What'd you say?
Phoenicia.
Phoenicia. Yeah. Phoenicia. Yeah. I keep thinking Phoenix. Phoenicia. So you've known each other for that many years. You stayed in touch. Obviously, you're in the music industry. You're a DJ.
Yeah.
And what kind of music are you playing? Because we were talking earlier.
I play everything, but my favorite stuff is old school New York garage and R&B and house.
Okay, let me see if I rock a fucking...
Some Fonda Rae.
Hold on. Fonda Rae.
Some Gwen Guthrie. That's my favorite stuff.
I'm going to play some shit. Because you and I could just be on this motherfucker.
We could do this forever.
You and I could be on this shit like hold on
Padlock.
A second. Touch me, hold me.
Yes, that's my joint.
Lick my bolas. Hold on a second. Touch me. This is a dope ass track.
All night.
Should just do like 20 seconds and then 20 seconds.
We could do that.
No, this is called. You get me any fucking record. I know any fucking. This is.
Yeah.
This is the original.
Yeah. It's like my favorite.
Isn't this amazing?
This is everything.
This is my fucking hair stand.
I got the extended version recently, and it just doesn't. It don't matter.
You know how to love me.
Come on, kill the lights. Yeah. Where's the girls?
Okay, just by the way, they sampled that. You know how to love me in other tracks. I can go into a wormhole.
First time I heard this, I thought it was Kathy Dennis in the 90s. Then I found the original.
Kathy Dennis is delicious.
She is beautiful, gorgeous.
But check this out. Check this shit how it brings up.
Rose Tanner Laces, shout out to Hillside Avenue. New Hyde Park, Long Island.
And her vocal is dope.
Yeah.
This is orchestration of dance music,
this
right?
This is
here.
It.
Ready? Ha! The basic.
And then they bring it back. They let it.
My favorite party goes, la 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 la, la la.
That's all the, what was it we were doing the other night? When you're mapping the thing across the pads, the sample
pitch mapping?
It's like the old Casio joints.
All right, so check it. I'm going to cut into Central Line, walking into Sunshine. This is Garage.
That's my
This is the Paradise Garage.
Right.
Paradise Garage. Lionel Rand would play this, but I'm going to play another Fonda Rae track, but this is walking into Sunshine.
And you know
Sunshine.
The sample that Central Line for Saturdays, they
This lie. Is right here. This is, dude, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is probably one of my favorite songs.
You know this track,
Of course, yeah.
This shit is... I got to
Jingle Baby. Well, this is when it's called with Jingle Baby. Sorry about that.
Oh, the Jingle Baby intro to Jingle Baby.
No, the whole joint, I think.
No. He just sampled that part right at the beginning.
Just a...
repeat the song.
No, this is ridiculous.
Dude,
my story about the song. Ah, shit.
Roller skating.
Yo, if you play this shit and you ain't getting some pussy, you a sucker. I'm telling you right now. If you're on Hollywood and Highland and you busted up car and you playing this shit and you ain't getting a blowjob, you a sucker. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Basic just principle saying. Shit. Y'all want to get laid, you just call Uncle Ness. I'll tell you what tracks to play.
You need bass lines to get booty. You got to have bass lines.
This is dope.
Got to have bass lines.
Okay, now this is not to be confused with Walking on Sunshine
by
Rocker's Revenge.
Right.
This is called Walking into Sunshine by Central Line.
Right.
So this is Rocker's Revenge, okay, Walking on Sunshine. This is around the 80s. This is a popular track. This had the
What is this one?
This is called Walking on Sunshine. This
is the organ.
The titles get confused. But this
it.
Sexy.
You got
shit.
The congas popping off in the background.
Lightly in the back, lightly like fucking like a light scent of cinnamon. You know what I mean? This shit is bad.
Some calendula.
This is bad. What is
that? I can curse, right?
Say again?
I can curse, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Motherfucking right.
Fuck yeah. I can curse, right? Fuck yeah. Okay.
So if you listen to the bass line of this and the rhythm, right, the beat on this, I can bring you to like 1984, completely unrelated song, All My Passion, and it has a similar...
Alicia. Is that Alicia?
Yeah, it's Alicia.
Yes.
To be doubted.
Well, as soon as there was one hit in that era, everyone kind of like ripped off the same kind of sound. It was like, and everyone was using the same synthesizer. So it was like, okay, 808 drums, and there's only a couple different patterns. And
I really remember this is one of my first roller skating songs. Oh, never, I can never forget this.
This is dope shit. So we got about 8 minutes left to the track. I'm gonna fuck around with some beat.
Jump in it.
This genre of music here was considered freestyle. As opposed to the other two tracks that we played, they were more like house music before the house music umbrella came out.
Right.
But you know,
what would you describe back in the day? R&B, dance, club?
No, it was just dance music.
Because I was in 84. I was 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember freestyle clearly.
84, you were 5.
I was born in 79.
I don't want to tell you.
Okay, baby.
All right, I'm gonna hit you up with this shit right here. This right here is
this
the
right
shit.
Here.
This right here. This right here.
Almost sound like Nothing
This
But
shit
Love
right here.
From the beginning.
This is called You Are My All in All by Joyce Sims.
Oh, yeah, of course,
this
Joyce.
This is ridiculous.
I think I got this song.
Watch. Oh,
yeah. Dog. This memory right here. Yep. Freestyle, man.
This is freestyle. This is freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
But this was one of those tracks that kind of crossed over into a different genre.
Right.
You are my all and all. Here, I'm going to tell you something. I went to high school with Lisa.
Did you? Yeah, I did. Where'd you go?
Julie Richmond High School.
Where is that?
Julie Richmond High School is on 67.
Yeah. My homegirl grew up with her.
When this shit came out right here.
Lisa was, crushed, forever
this
crushed.
This fucking truck, this track right here, Set It Off by Strafe was ridiculous.
You know, Strafe has a store on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Strafe has his own store.
Probably.
I think it's like an African Nubian shop. He's still doing it.
You saw some Fanta Leaf?
Yeah. If you're playing fucking Set It Off, and you're not getting pussy, you're a sucker. I'm gonna do one more and then hold on a second. This fucking track right here is ridiculous.
Not many people use whistles. I think we should bring whistles back, Eric.
Okay, hold on.
Let's bring back the simple instruments.
All right.
Whistle,
all right.
Slide, whistle.
No synths allowed.
All right, so we have a minute.
Quickly.
And I say 30, no synths allowed.
We have a minute and 30 seconds right. left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lower this shit. Right. And we're just going to wrap it up. So you coming to L.A. to try to book some shit, become a DJ, and live the dream.
I've been a DJ, but I'm really trying to produce my masterpiece with my cohort over here. But no, just DJ, produce, do the comedy thing, right. and just.
Oh, you're trying to do stand up comedy.
Let my inner
too.
Flower flourish.
Got it.
You know,
inner flower flourish.
When do you go back to LA, to New York?
Going to North Carolina for a few days on the 11th, then I'll be back in New York on the 16th.
And when are you coming back to LA?
ASAP. Book me. What's up, y'all?
All right. So what's your social media? We'll have you back on the show because we can go on a fucking loop of.
If you want to do Instagram, it's extract711. Twitter, extract MKSWB.
Extract is EX or just X?
EXTRACT 711, because that's my birth date.
On
July.
Both? On both?
Nah, just on Instagram.
And you have a Facebook?
Facebook? Yeah, I would say just hit me up on Mixcloud/ Extraction Jackson.
All right.
Mixcloud.com/ Extraction Jackson.
We're going to have you back on the shit. And where can we find you, Erica?
Good looking.
You can find me in Toluca Lake. Right. Hanging at the Starbucks
on the 91603. Yeah.
Sorry, Coffee Bean.
Do you have a Twitter or Instagram?
I don't.
Okay,
so I kind of stay off social media.
You have a Facebook though.
I do.
So what is it?
Eric Goldman.
Just Facebook.com.
Eric Goldman. I think I'm
the only
Eric,
one.
I think I was the first Eric Goldman.
So we're kind of coming up to the end of this shit right here. We're very, very grateful that you've been tuning in. Make sure you come to the WePlayRadio.com site. Check out the rest of the shows. There's links there to listen to the other shows. There's links to subscribe to all the other shows. Come to my Facebook page. That's Facebook.com/ Nestorius Public Radio. Follow me on Twitter at NestoriusNYC. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the Nestorius Public Radio Show, and do me a favor, man, write a review. 5-star or better, screen grab that shit, email it to me at Nestorius@gmail.com, and I'll send you a shirt. If you're lucky, some condoms so you can end the insanity right there. You know what I'm saying?
WP.
Yo, thank you so much for tuning in. That's it. Yeah.
Good looking on having us, Nestor. Get it off, let it off, set it off, get it off, let it off, set it off, get it off, let it off, set it off, get it off, let it off. Ooh-wee, it's me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit.